You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Well, okay. Hello there. It is Tuesday, October 10th. The sun is up, which helps see a bit, but it sure has rained a lot quickly. I'm not sure where it all is, but this morning earlier, it was extremely hard and bad and dangerous. And there are wrecks and war wrecks everywhere, and flooding, and hydroplaning, which will really freak you out, as it did me. So please watch where you're going. There are less cars on the road, I guess, because the kids are on fall break. But, man, it came out of nowhere, and it rained extremely hard. So please be careful. Watch this flooding and these puddles and all this stuff, because it can lead to your car being out of control, and that is a really, really bad feeling. So please be safe. Take care of yourself. Have a good day. Coming up, our friend Kyle Veazey from the mayor's office and from the commercial appeal, David Waters, to discuss the issues of the day and Foo Fighters tickets, too. We'll play some of their new album, and when you hear it, you may call and win tickets to see them at the FedEx Forum on October 24th. In the meantime, let's see what we have here as far as dumbasses. This, where did I put this thing? All this stuff is everywhere. This was a really bad idea. Oxford, Mississippi. Speaking of Mississippi and Quinn Colson and those fine books and our good friends in lovely Oxford and those Ole Miss Rebels having a good year playing football and everything's going well. This is just, I don't know. Ignorance and stupidity. Is that the same thing? Not really.
No.
Oxford's Oasis Church of All Nations. Warning, y'all. Is holding a raffle to raise funds for its Transformations Life Center. Now, I don't know what these people believe in or how they roll, what their spiritual groove may be, nor is it my concern. Perhaps that they didn't catch the shooting in Las Vegas last week. All the nation's flags were at half-mast for the victims of that event. The church thought it'd be a good idea to raffle off two AR-15 rifles. Pretty good thinking, boys. When one lady wrote to the church expressing concerns about the timing of the raffle, the Transformation Life director, Danny Budd, "What's up, Danny?" responded by saying that they had a very positive response to their ticket sale and there was no bad responses at all, except for maybe this woman that called and thought it was offensive and the timing was bad. But I guess they don't give a good gosh dang what you think. The Oasis Church of All Nations, bless your heart.
Up in Pasco, Washington, there was a guy prowling through cars and just seeing what he could rob from them. A guy confronted him when he was in one of these cars and freaked him out, and he left. And one of the things he left behind were a pair of those big, oversized Hulk gloves.
Those are great.
The big green ones.
I love mine.
He had them on the steering wheel. I don't know if he thought they would cover his prints or if he just thought they looked cool, but he left them behind just gripping the wheel as he took off. The police found him about an hour later. He matched the description that the guy who confronted him had given, and he still had some stolen paperwork on him and other things from the car of the first person that he had robbed earlier in the night, and he probably left his fingerprints and DNA in the big glove hands, too.
Good. Good thinking, as always. Once again, we are seeing different shots up here. It's hard to tell how many. There are wrecks everywhere, and traffic is backed up. So, once again, encouraging words. You got to slow down, because this was really bad this morning, and it's causing some problems everywhere. Don't be one of them. Slow it down, please. It was messy out there and is apparently still. Oh, this guy. I mean, how we get to this point with people is, I don't know. People just don't listen. They're stupid. They don't pay attention to anything. They just are running amok. And this is from Redford, Michigan, our newest story of somebody running amok. This fellow came away, it says, victorious after he stepped into a face-off with a wanted man. Police win this one. This wasn't a battle with weapons. It was fought with Facebook shares. Champagne Torino, if that's his real name, was wanted by police on several misdemeanor charges, says CBS News Detroit. At some point, our boy Champagne made contact with the Redford Township Police Department over Facebook Messenger. Champagne issued a challenge to police. If your next post gets 1,000 shares, I'll turn myself in.
Ah.
And I'll bring you 12 donuts. And that's a promise. He also offered to pick up the trash around all the city's public schools. Let's see if y'all can get those shares. What a guy. It took 45 minutes for the department to respond. In all caps, they said, challenge accepted. I'm putting a screenshot of this idiot's message up there. As you can see below, if we have this post shared 1,000 times, he will turn himself in to the RTPD on his current warrants, clean up blight on public school property, and bring us 12 donuts. The officers were fired up, rubbing their hands in glee. He promised us donuts, and you know how much we love donuts, they posted. So police guys with a sense of humor. The post has been shared 4,000 times. They got the 1,000 in 1 hour. And the department put up a cartoon of a police officer dropping a mic, which I guess is the current move these days to say, I'm out. It's amazing the support that we got, so on and so forth. Dickless here has not shown up yet.
What?
Yeah.
He promised.
He has not followed through on his promise, but I sense they will find this moron.
It's like the promise of a criminal can't be believed anymore.
I know. How do you trust anybody when someone like him does not follow through? And here's one. There was a story this morning. No, it was yesterday about Mr. Trump and about the waning support and concern from people in the rural parts of America, where much of his support came from, which is still a dichotomy that cannot be, it's just kind of hard to figure. But this business here made a mistake. And I just wonder about the overall tone. There's a new story here that kind of backs up some of the current thinking in this country. Tucson's Cut It Up restaurant has had to close. The owners have closed up for good following negative response to their Facebook post where they announced they would no longer show NFL games because of player protests. The post went on to say they supported President Trump and getting up for the anthem, I believe, as most people do. And they support repealing Obamacare and opposition to fake news. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept that all this climate change stuff is all fake. They support all of that. Hell yes. Whatever he says, it must be true. And a surprise to them, they got an outpouring of negative reaction, harassing, threatening phone calls, prompting most of the employees, among them the co-partner that owned the place, to quit.
Ha!
So some of this idiocy from dummies is starting to backfire. And these are probably good, fine Americans who have been led by the nose into this mess, but many people have had enough already, and this is just one instance of that.
The partner quit too.
The partner quit, the employees quit, the people that love this place had enough and just said, you know what, this appeared to be a good idea at the outset, but now it's not funny anymore because it's getting scary and getting crazy. There was a report overnight that North Korea had hacked into South Korea's some of their government files involving warfare, and had unearthed a number of plans should this come to war, and what South Korea had discussed with this country, that's not good. Among the things involved with the warfare were beheadings and fun things like that.
Wow.
So that I've not seen one story about that on this morning's news. They're too busy talking about Harvey Weinstein, who liked to masturbate in front of female actors or ask them to watch his giant fat ass in the shower. This sick F is out. And this guy held so much power in Hollywood. When you're on our, when you own your own company with your brother and one more dude, and your brother fires your ass, you know you've probably crossed the line. So Harvey Weinstein, he has been involved with so many films and so many big shows, and who knew the guy was a freak like this? I mean, perv boy. And so this whole thing has blown wide open. It's actually kind of an old, I just kind of opted to, you know, skip it. But it's all that CBS News wants to show right now, along with that and the Trump wives and their little cat fight, which is just hysterical. And it just adds to this never-ending fun. This morning, there are several stories, one in the Washington Post and one elsewhere. Similar pieces are cropping up as I believe the anxiety about what's going on is starting to make people nervous. Well, I don't believe. I know that it is. There are those that had some confidence in this change and the potential for whatever. But as the facts begin to stack up on how incompetently this White House is handling most everything, the stories about Mr. Trump, especially on how aides scramble and plan to keep his temper in check and limit potentially damaging outbursts. Anymore, you can almost see when he has a bad day, like maybe last night when he unleashed again all of these policies about immigration that are cruel, unnecessary, and over the top. There's that one. There's the one with the tax code. There's all these things that just because he says that they're going to be so doesn't mean they're going to be so. The Post, based upon interviews with 18 people, and if you want to call this fake news, knock yourself out. If you don't think that newspapers like the Washington Post and anybody that is publishing news is fact-checking, and then going back and doing it again, you don't understand how this business works. The last thing they want to be, they do not want to be disproven right now or called out for making stuff up. 18 folks in and out of the White House suggest that the task of keeping this man in check has been very difficult of late and includes a quote already drawing attention. A quote Trump confidant compared the president to a whistling teapot with the potential to turn into a pressure cooker and explode. The source says, I think we're in pressure cooker territory. The story takes into account the Twitter tirade against Tennessee GOP Senator Bob Corker, who many of you voted into office because the guy seemed to have a little bit of a clue. He's a very sharp man who has since turned his fangs on this guy who is out of control. So he responded with his own attack on Trump, and the aides fear that this might endanger the president's agenda in Congress, especially on tax reform. You think? Meanwhile, another interview, 10 people, they focus on how people in the White House tiptoe around this man in fear of pissing him off and having him go off and do something extreme. And that doesn't make you a little uncomfortable. You have more confidence in this fellow than many people do. Rince Priebus, who has since been blown out, would often diffuse things by responding next week when Trump would order somebody fired or otherwise act impulsively. So the stories around this is not all being made up. There is cause for concern among a lot of people. And when guys like Bob Corker are blowing a gasket and quitting, and you wonder about the future of, well, a number of people in this White House and the unfilled jobs in the White House. And there are jobs by the thousands that have not been filled. People aren't there to do the work, especially at the State Department, where they need them the most right now. So all I can do here is read the stories that are sent our way, you know, via these news sites, and watch TV news just like you do, and then come to some conclusion about what is, BS and what is not. When the stories begin to stack up on one side or the other, you've got to pay a bit of attention to the fear factor out there among a lot of people that are concerned about what's going on. And it would appear by this morning's newspaper that this immigration deal that somebody pissed him off, and here is this litany of things. Screw these kids. Screw DACA. We're going to build a wall, and you can all kiss my ass. Yeah, let's build some more walls. How'd that go for Berlin? How'd that go for the Great Wall of China? How'd that work out?
Well, the wall for China is still standing, but within...
But it's pretty, though.
Within two generations, they had been overrun by the barbarians from the north and their leadership all replaced by foreigners.
Well, so we're in good shape.
Right.
Is the point. And I suppose there isn't a great deal to fear because all of these things, this bombastic buffoonery is all talk at this point and will likely never come to pass. But this is what keeps popping up in the news. It's in the papers. It's on the TV. So we sit here and spout back what appear to be verifiable, news stories. And if you don't like them, well, Rush ought to be on at about, 10? Over on AM 600. You can go over there and enjoy his act. We'll come back in a minute and see our friend Kyle Veazey from the mayor's office. That will be right after this break.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.